content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of August of 2025. And we'll start right out with Dates on the Horizon. This is the District Gazette, August 2025. All right, August 16th, Brighter Visions kickoff and first cabinet meeting at Lyons Industries for the Blind at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On August 16th also will be the Massey Hill Lyons Swinging for Sight Golf Tournament. Also August 16th, the Clarkton Lions Club 75th Anniversary Celebration. August 19th, Kinston Host Reverse Raffle with dinner at King's Restaurant in Kinston. Tickets available from a Kinston Host Lions Club member. On August 26th, 7 p.m. training via Zoom. The topic, reporting service. On September 13th, New Bern and New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club's Charity Golf Tournament. September 18th to 20th, Lions USA Canada Forum in Atlantic City, New Jersey. On September 21st, the training, the topic is the Lions Portal and part one of Club Officer Leader Training in Person. Location is to be determined. On September 25th, Lillington Lions Club 24th Annual Golf Tournament. October 7th, training. The topic is Introduction to Lions for New Members. That's via Zoom at 7 p.m. October 19th to 21st will be the VIP Fishing Tournament at the Outer Banks. And lastly, on October 25th, Brave Little Steps Run for Childhood Cancer in Greenville. In this newsletter, there is a listing of all of the office holders. So let's do that. District Governor is Jean Getz. First Vice District Governor is Eddie Chase. Second Vice District Governor, Earl House. GET Coordinator, PDG Mayor LeMcLeod. GLT Coordinator, PDG D'Angelo Jackson. GMT Coordinator, PDG Vince Schimmler. GST Coordinator, PDG Bob Block, Jr. Secretary, PDG George Holston. Treasurer, Betty Shingleton. Zone 1 Chairperson, Kevin Toman. Zone 2 Chairperson, Dr. Derek Mitchell. Zone 3 Chairperson, Scott Stevenson. Zone 4 Chairperson, Sherman McCutcheon. Zone 5, Mike McCaskill. Zone 6, Carl Danielson. Zone 7, Jerry Williams. Zone 8, Nan Bejan. And Zone 9, the Chairperson is Catherine Revel. And this from your district governor. Welcome to the first issue of the newly formed Gazette. With a new, fresh format, I feel a new name is appropriate. Information sharing is important to the clubs in District 31N. I encourage all of you to submit articles on your club's events to this Gazette. You can send articles to district31n.news@gmail.com or to ggoetz00@gmail.com. We need to hear from all of you, whether your article is about a service project, a fundraiser, or an editorial on something your club does that really works. Please consider sharing it in the Gazette. In order to publish, get the Gazette on time every month, I'm asking that you send your article in by the 20th of the month for the next month's issue. If your article comes in after the 20th, it will be published in the next month's issue. Our intent with the Gazette is not only to give it a new face, but to make it more friendly to our VIPs. You'll find all flyers with text at the end of the Gazette. That text is also printed in the body of the Gazette. If you have questions, need help, or have suggestions for me that will improve my performance as your district governor or district, please contact me. Lyon Jean Goetz, district governor, phone 414-640-5953, or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. This from your first vice district governor. Lyons of District 31N, as we begin a new Lyons year, thank you for the opportunity to serve as one VDG for District 31N. I am looking forward to visiting the clubs and meeting as many Lyons from District 31N as possible. Please contact me if I can help in any way. We have a great district with many dedicated Lyons. As a district, we do very well in supporting our communities in North Carolina. Becoming a Lyon has brought me great joy and satisfaction. Serving alongside other Lyons has shown me the importance of serving others every day. Listen to words from Mahatma Gandhi. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Lyons continue the great work, continue to grow membership and new clubs. The more we grow, the more we can serve. As I continue my journey to district governor, I will strive to continue the great service we can provide for our communities and for Lyonism. I leave you with these words from Albert Schweitzer. The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others. To live is to serve. That's from Lyon Eddie Chase, your first VDG. From your second vice district governor, the day I became a Lyon. Before I explain the heading, I would like to thank all of you in District 31N for encouraging me to start my journey on the path to district governor. I am honored to have been elected by you as your SVDG, and I pledge to serve with respect, honor, and hopefully a little humor. Now to the heading. The day you became a Lyon is probably not the day you joined a Lyons Club, but at some event or random act of kindness, the lights all turned on, and you realized you are truly a Lyon. For me, that day was not until I was president of my home club. The event I am speaking of was 12 years in the making, starting with Lyons giving a free eye exam and glasses plus treatments to a young girl just starting school, to seeing that same little girl graduating high school and my club giving her a scholarship. Her mother spoke to us and said, "How can I ever begin to repay you?" Paid in full. I would like to see your stories in this spot under the heading, The Day I Became a Lyon, throughout the year in our monthly Gazette, that special day that you truly became a Lyon. And that is from Lyon Earl House, your second vice district governor. And here's a quote from Helen Keller. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Lyons International News and Events. The International Convention in Orlando was a success. Once you got past the heat and humidity, there were plenty of classes and people to meet. Inspirational speeches were given by our new president, A.P. Singh. Michael Phelps also told his story relating to mental health. All new officers were installed, so it's official. You now have me as your district governor. Don't miss the Lions USA Canada Forum in September. This is the next major event. And there is some more information at the end of the newsletter, along with a graphic ad. ID Gary Steele, elected. Congratulations, Gary Steele, the newly elected International Director for the International Association of Lions Clubs. Your North Carolina Lions family is honored and so proud of this accomplishment. Good luck to Gary Steele for his election as a two-year International Director. There follows a bunch of numbers that wrap up the KidSight screenings for the last year. And they're pretty numerous. So I think that maybe I'll leave this until the end of the newsletter in case I have time. Next topic, Brighter Visions. District 31N, Brighter Visions kickoff. August 16th of 2025, 11 a.m. at Lions Industries for the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston. You are invited to attend our annual Brighter Visions kickoff for District 31N. Take this opportunity to meet with old friends and make new friends as you come together as a district to continue our historic service as Lions. Brighter Visions is making an impact. The new materials that are provided allow the message of service to be spread across the state. We share with the members of your community what you do as Lions, with cutbacks in state and federal programs increasing the need for help. There is much left to be done. We will continue to strive to help those in need. Come to the kickoff and learn from those we serve how we have made a difference in their lives. Learn how you have made this possible. We will share with you our vision of a brighter future for those that we serve. This event is open to any of your club members. We encourage your officers and leadership to attend. Please be sure that your club is represented. The Brighter Visions kickoff starts at 11 a.m., followed by a cabinet meeting. Bring a sandwich for your lunch. Only snacks will be available during meetings. Do not bring eyeglasses to the BV kickoff. Also, no transportation available. On to district news and events. The awards and installation banquet on July 26th was a fantastic success. Thanks to all who attended and to the presenters, especially our guest speaker, PID Harvey Whitley, who gave an inspirational speech on leadership. Congratulations to the following Lions who were presented with awards from IPDG Anna Elliott. Tim Bird of Greenville, LC, the Presidential Certificate of Appreciation. Snow Hill Lions Club, Wallace I. West, got the Humanitarian Award for the greatest increase in contributions. Oh, I'm sorry. It is the Wallace I. West Humanitarian Award for the greatest increase in contributions. 554% to Brighter Visions, received by PDG Glenn Bunch, Jr. At the Keenansville Lions Club, the Wallace I. West Humanitarian Award for the most contributions per member, and that is $474 per member, received by Club President Lion James Costin. PID Skippy Jackson, officially presented with the Hall of Fame Award. Lion Ann Metz of New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club, received the NCLF Ambassador Award. Lion Michael McCaskill of the Fayetteville Massey Hill Lions Club, received the William L. Woolard Award. Lion Marilyn Jackson of the Anger Lions Club received the William L. Willard Award, as well as Lion Betty Shingleton of the Kinston Lions Club receiving the William L. Willard Award. SVDG Earl House of the Irwin Lions Club received the Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope. PDG D'Angelo Jackson of Anger Lions Club received the Jack Stickley Fellowship Award. And Lion Jerry Williams of the Grifton Lions Club received the Melvin Jones Fellowship Award. Brave Little Steps. Brave Little Steps Fun Run will take place in Greenville on October 25th of 2025. Save that date. We are asking for your help. At the start and finish line, there will be tables set up for clubs to promote their activities to the general public. A great place to market your club and hopefully to gain new members. Along with that, we are asking you to give out treats to the runners. It is close to Halloween. We suggest energy bars, hard candy, small candy bars, bags of potato chips, corn chips, and etc. We are also looking for community sponsors. More on that closer to the event. Funds raised from the run will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from Lions International Foundation to the James and Connie Children's Hospital in Greenville. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment to various locations throughout the hospital. This diversion equipment and software will allow all patients, no matter their age, have something to distract them during procedures. District training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for the 2025-26 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and in turn will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates will be printed in the On the Horizon section of this gazette. New clubs. PDG Mary McLeod, your Global Extension Coordinator, or GET, is working on forming new clubs. She is presently working with Sweet Valley Ranch in Fayetteville and a group of interested people in Eastover. Jerry Williams is working with a few people in Aden. Welcome new members. Lion John Smith of Beaufort, LC, and Lions Robert Lucas, Jim Sheckles, and Ryan Myrick of the Fayetteville Massey Hill, LC. If you have new members that I may have missed or have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here. And that email address is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Club news and events. The Lillington Lions Club 24th Annual Golf Tournament. We provide assistance to the blind and visually impaired citizens of our community. Thursday, September 25th, at Chickara Golf Club, 9 a.m., will be a shotgun start. Check-in is at 8 a.m. It's a four-man Super Bowl flighted by handicaps. There will be a steak meal served to all participants afterward, door prizes, two or three flights, depending on number of players. The entry fee is $75 per person or $300 per team of four. Prizes will be awarded for first, second, and third place in each flight. First place each flight gets $200. Second place gets $150. Third place gets $100, and it's $100 to be a whole sponsor. If you're interested in this golf tournament, contact Freddie West at 910 5875 or any other Lillington Lions Club member. The Massey Hill Lions Swinging for Sight Golf Tournament. The Swinging for Sight Golf Tournament will be held August 16th at Cypress Lakes Golf Course. Lions from across North Carolina are invited to play in the tournament. The entry fee of $90 includes fees and cart fees, breakfast and lunch, cash prizes, beverages during the tournament, door prizes, and more. Join us for this event. Clarkton Lions Club 75th Anniversary Celebration. The Clarkton Lions invite you to celebrate our 75th anniversary Saturday, August 16th at 5 p.m. at the Clarkton Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall at 10433 North College Street, or U.S. 701 Business, in Clarkton, North Carolina. Please RSVP to Rusty March by August 10th. Phone 910-625-6658 or email williammarch6658@gmail.com. New Bern and New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club's Charity Golf Tournament. Golf tournament will be held at the Emerald Golf Club, 5000 Clubhouse Drive in New Bern, North Carolina. Phone number 252-633-4440, extension 228. And this will be held on Saturday, September 13th of 2025, and a rain date has yet to be determined. Check-in will be from 11:45 to 12:30 p.m., The tournament format will be four-person Super Bowl, modified by team handicap. Mulligans and pot of gold available at check-in. Entry fees are $75 per person or $300 per team. That includes your entry fee, your green fees, your cart fees, your meal, awards, and prizes. You can make a check payable to Twin Rivers Lions Club. Please mail that check and form to Lion Ann Metz at 2001 Williamson Drive, New Bern, North Carolina, 28562. The deadline to enter this charity golf tournament is September 6th of 2025. For more information, call Lion Alan Yoder at 603-494-9356 or Carlton Metz at 252-259-4140, or you can email newbernlionsclub@gmail.com. And lastly, we have a page full of photographs of lions having way too much fun, it looks like. I'm sorry. Having a lot of fun at the International Convention. Lots of happy faces. I even see Mickey and Minnie Mouse here. I do not have any names associated with these photos, but there you have it. And if you're still hanging in there, I'm going to return back to the KidSight screenings. And, yes. So, for KidSight screenings data from July 1st of 2024 to June 30th of 2025. District L, there were 6,513 screened, 848 referred, and 146 had doctor visits. District I, 13,138 screened, 2,084 referred, no doctor visits. District O, 9,980 screened, 1,534 referred, zero doctor visits. District N, 15,881 screened, 2,633 referred, and one doctor visit. District S, 3,928 screened, 867 referred, and zero doctor visits, for a total in our district of 31, 49,440 screened, 7,966 referred, and 147 doc visits. Okay. Okay, so they break it down according to all of the clubs in District N. So here we go. Clinton screened 567 and referred 111. Lake Waccamaw screened 240 and referred 53. Lumberton screened 2,309 and referred 367. Goldsboro downtown screened 484 and referred 66 with one doc visit. Greenville Host screened 69 and referred 2. Grifton screened 389 and referred 82. Jacksonville Host screened 18 and referred none. Kinston screened 2,460 and referred 826. New Bern screened 157 and referred 27. Shallet screened 719 and referred 104. Southport screened 1,199 and referred 208. Wilmington screened 3,323 and referred 263. Aurora screened 52 and referred 15. Bath screened 82 and referred 3. New Bern Twin Rivers screened 89 and referred 3. Western Harnett screened 1,677 and referred 257. Beaufort screened 2,040 and referred 243. And lastly, Liberty screened 7 and referred 3. And I have gotten to the end of this issue of the Gazette for the Lyons District N. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, and I'm reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lyons newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.